Well, hi everybody. We're here again for another wonderful Creation Lightship Healing Program. Today is our Healing Highway. So hopefully you're in your car on the highway. We can help you out. If you got a flat tire on the highway, maybe we can help you out with that too. So here we go. Today is September 22nd, 2014. And our timeline, time where I am is 4 p.m. and you may be at a different time. So, but we're all on the same timeline at this particular time. So who knows what the correct time is. Very interesting. East Coast would be a different time, but we're all on the same timeline. So anyway, here we go. Let's clear away situations, incidents you may have had today, being Monday, maybe Friday, Saturday, Sunday or something happened, or the weekend or whatever, but think of that situation, and we'll clear away that negative energy from you from that for that one specific situation. So here we go. I'll count to five to release it. Just bring it up. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we're doing the three light beings now. So bring up the light beings on your monitor screen. And we'll do the male energies first. So here we go, going to increase that so you can actually feel peace energy in your room. So I'll use the word stronger for this one. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to do the non-gender one. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to energize it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do the female light beam. Here we go. So stronger, stronger. They're already here. And stronger. So let's see what we have going on today with the Healing Highway. So Elizabeth, are you out there?
Yes, Ron, I'm here. I am heart-centered, and I'm on the right timeline, hopefully, for the Healing Highway tonight. As Ron said, we are live this evening. It's our regular Monday BBS Station 1 show. We are here live every Monday on Station 1, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, depending on what time zone you're in. And we're also here on Station 1 Wednesdays, and we're on Station 2 Friday and Saturday. So check the BBS station schedule for other broadcasts. It's a great opportunity for you to send your questions, if you have them, to our Yahoo account, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can also type them into the fast chat, which you can find on our CLS homepage via BBS Radio. So hopefully everyone's here with us tonight, and if you're listening in your car and you're literally on the Healing Highway, thanks for joining us. And I think, Ron, we can get into some questions here. We've had a couple sent in, I guess, over the weekend. I should also mention, if you would like to send in a testimonial, Ron was doing the last day of the monthly Healing Intensives, which is a monthly conference call series he does every month, and you can find out more information on creationlightship.com right at the top of the page. So yesterday was the final 8-hour intensive healing session for the month of September, and it's a wonderful way to get cleaned out, get heart-centered, get water charged, and to really make a connection with your heart center and also have the wonderful healing energy of the Creation Lightship. So we're going to go right to questions, and please feel free to send questions during the show. Again, the email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, so our first question is about death barcodes. And this listener is asking, Ron, can I pause the death barcode clearing? I know if I stop the clearing, I have to start it again from the beginning. However, can I pause it without a problem?
Yeah, but I wouldn't stay paused for too long. Well, that's hard to describe what I'm saying there. Remember, the dark side is in control of time, okay? And that's why I like people to run it all the way through as much as they can, because you're connected at that point through the whole clearing, you know, to have things done and activated and deactivated for you. So when you pause it, you're actually pausing the clearing, and the energy is still going to be with you, but it's not doing anything to take anything away. So what I initially told people to do is, if you have like three or four of those, do them all in one setting. So even if you have maybe five, do it all in one setting. That way you're not going to be interrupted or have the dark side, the aliens, come in and invalidate what you have done. Not that they could do it, or would do it all the time, but it's a possibility. Remember, you're getting these off you so you can live. Why would you ever want to do something, in a sense, half-assed? As you may want to go to a party and pause it for 2 hours or something. So, you know, where's your dedication to life? This is why I initially said to do it, you know, without doing any type of thing in there. Naturally, if you have to go to the bathroom, you can still run it, you know. So, you know, it sounds like to me the person's asking if they can leave and do something else, go out, cut the lawn or whatever, and then come back. I would say start over again then at that point. Now, if you happen to have, say, 10 of them, and naturally you don't have that much time to do it, you can't put 20 hours in, then, yeah, you know, do as many as you can, at least half or so, you know, if that's a possibility for you, and then pause it and do the next one the next day or something. So the whole thing is, you need to ask yourself, are you dedicated to get this stuff off of you? If you're only partly dedicated, then, you know, I would just let me know and I'll give you a refund on that, because there's no reason for you to waste your time doing 1 hour a day for a week or something, you know, on the clearing. So, you know, so if you are not wanting to do it properly, then let me know and I'll refund your money to you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, so I would think that pausing for maybe like a few minutes would be okay, but that's a pretty important clearing, so it would probably be something you'd have to set aside time for in order to get the full benefits of that clearing. And
yeah, then to even pause it, just do what you have to do, because you have to come back to the computer to change the radio buttons. You don't have to be in front of the computer. It's nice to be, but you can, you know, go to the restroom or just get the doorbell or whatever, but, you know, stay there with it so that you're doing it. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, so it would be a good idea too then, I guess, if you were doing it without being in front of the computer, you could set up a picture of yourself and do it that way if you're unable to pause it. And when I do the longer clearings, what I usually do is I set my computer to, like, never go to sleep. And then, like, if I have to be out for most of the day, rather than pausing them, I'll just set up a picture, like in a frame, or I'll tape it to something, like open a book and stand a book on its end, just tape it to that, and then, like, stick it in front of the monitor. And that way I know I'm getting the full healing, but I, you know, if I'm unable to sit there the whole day and do it, it's a good solution. So it's probably a good idea to just go ahead and use that method if you know that you're going to have to pause or be interrupted. Because it's funny, Ron, I feel like in that, even in a few moments, you can completely lose your connection to heart and your connection to heart center. Something can really distract you, and it usually doesn't take long. You really have to be focused on it. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. All right, and this comes from a listener who writes, "Hi, I noticed that when I'm listening to your show live, a tiny star comes close to me, but it will not put itself where it can be seen in front of the screen of the laptop. I am doing the clone to light clearing on myself. I looked on the website for alien to light, and I didn't see it. Does this have to be requested through email?" If so, I'm asking if you can send it to me. Thanks. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Now I know what you are.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah, you need to just send me an email for that one. Yeah. Well, that would be great. Yeah, it's probably something that may want to get released. If it's coming to the monitor screen, it probably wants to get out of here. So, yeah, that would be good. And it may or may not be alien, but that's a good way to start, is the alien to light one. As you may not know what it is, but it's showing up in that life form. So to you, it would be an alien. So yes, that'd be perfectly fine.
Okay, yes. And if anybody has a similar situation, Ron, do we have your permission to send that clearing to the alien to light clearing to people that request it?
Yeah, that'd be fine, yes.
Okay, great.
I just need to know who they are so I can write them down, and you know, maybe you can send me the email or something.
Okay.
That they're going to.
Okay. Okay, so that's great to know, and it's a very helpful tool, especially for a situation like this. And we will go ahead and send that out to you, and hopefully that helps. Very interesting about the star. So that is, like Ron said, a good place to start. Okay, so thank you for that question. And our next question is about the Saturday show. So on Saturday nights on BBS Station 2, Ron does a wonderful program. We call it Live on the Lightship, and it's where Ron takes us all up to the Creation Lightship for healings and different experiences that we have up there. And this person writes, "When I requested my healing Saturday on the Creation Lightship, I experienced a huge jerk and was thrust from the sofa. It frightened me immensely, and I had to gasp for breath. Was something released from me? When I woke up the next day, I felt great, a great release. Please advise. Thank you so much for all that you do."
Yeah, it was some kind of, it looks like a life form to me, a very large one. What would I mean by large? It felt like it probably consumed about 25% of your body. That life form, remember that the call that we do on Sundays gets sort of alien life forms, but more than likely what happened was that was also taken into account on the show, and the alien got released from you. So that's what happened. So you got some type of alien energy taken away. I guess for a newbie, not having your feet wet, or we'll just say a new age person, you probably use the term energy blockage or something to make it sound like, you know, you got something that's like, you know, a blockage in you. But these blockages normally are alien-induced, and they're from the beyond. They can take all of your thoughts and encapsulate them into a particular location and or even give it a life. All your thoughts could have an actual physical life, feeding a life form. So, so that was, it was released. That's what I'm picking up. So just think, your thoughts are things, right? People talk about that in the New Age movement, and the things create your realities. So you are having these thoughts connect to aliens, and the aliens are being fed by your thoughts, and those thoughts can actually manifest as they take the energy of the thoughts into something that they want to sculpture. So that's another way of looking at what you're dealing with here. Never know what that's going to look like or what kind of life form. And they can even take that, those thoughts of yours, if they're active, they created your thoughts. So they created these thoughts to be like, we'll just say like modeling clay in a sense. So it, say, a couple hundred thoughts on the same issue, and now you have the modeling clay, quite a bit of it. And then they can take that and maybe impregnate that with one of their particular energies, like the sperm and the egg, we'll say, and all of a sudden they have a life form now, and they can stick that life form into you, And now all of a sudden you have it because you own half of it. Us created it. It came from you. So now you're the mother or the father of these thoughts that now create an alien baby that you have living inside of you. So now you have an entity that would be half alien and half created by you from your thoughts. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. It's amazing what thoughts can do. And I think the lesson there, if there is one, is to always do the mind to heart drop as much as you can and to stay in your heart center and to stay out of your mind, which is darkness energy. So it's kind of self-explanatory when you start listening to the shows and especially the archives and learning about all the ways that mind control programs are controlling us and controlling our lives, and when we can break free of them and take our healing into our own hands, it really is a self-empowering and a very freeing experience. So it's a good reminder, and you can find the Mind to Heart Drop and a lot of other audio tutorials at the top of creationlightship.com under the sample audio healings. So that's a great place to start if you're new.
I can kind of go a little further with that. So let's just say that you never knew what a bicycle was, right? All of a sudden, somebody brings over a bicycle and says, hey, this is how you use this bike. You can ride it like this. You get on it a certain way. Move the pedals. Here's how you stop it. And they give you a little learning instructions on that. And you go, wow, that's great. Well, now all of a sudden, what you have created in your thoughts is how to ride that bike. Now, that has a mind of its own. Okay, so now you have, in a sense, an entity created by your thoughts to ride a bike. Now, before that, you knew nothing about bikes. So now you get up, and what do you have? That entity goes, I want to ride my bike today. Now, does this sound familiar, people? Let's just put a different thing in there, you know? So now you're doing this. And is it really you that wants to ride the bike? So that's your, you can think on that one. And just think of other situations. So you created a life form inside of yourself that's active that gave you the thought now to ride the bike. I'm Aunt Elizabeth.
Well, it's it brings up a couple of thoughts for me. I think that a lot of the times we are not really aware of what we are creating. And I think a lot of things for us become routines. And, I mean, I know people that will do exercise every day, regardless of the weather, regardless of how they feel. If they're sore, hurting, they'll still go for that run. And it's kind of like that. I think a lot of the times you have to take a break and you have to listen to what your poor body is trying to tell you. And people get so into these routines, which I guess is another form of maybe a barcode or, like you said, Ron, an entity or a thought that's created that this is what I have to do. And it just kind of becomes a form of enslavement, really. So those were my immediate thoughts, and you're not really paying attention to how you feel. You're more doing it because you feel like you have to, or you feel like, you know, you're going to get fat, or you're doing it not because it's what your body wants to do, what your body's telling you to do. I mean, maybe your body's telling you to rest, and you just keep pushing and pushing. And a lot of the times people can have breakthroughs that way, but I think there's an equal number of breakdowns. So I think, you know, you have to really be aware of where you're at and where your body's at. And I think that's kind of what doing a lot of the clearings will help you to realize, to get to that point where you're thinking like, oh, I really need to go out running, but my knee is really killing me, or my back really hurts, or, you know, I blew out my Achilles. So maybe I need to take a break. I see people doing this all the time at the gym. you know, they're exercising with bandages on, or they've got like a boot on and they're still doing whatever it is they do, and you're just kind of going, okay. Because clearly they haven't been listening to their bodies already, and they're still kind of continuing just by, I guess it's like a barcode or a program that's going off that's telling them they have to be doing this. So those are my thoughts. I don't know if you have anything to add to that, Ron.
Maggie, you're okay with that. That sounds very good.
Okay.
Out of you is driving you to do it. And is it your thought doing it, or is there an entity in you wanting you to have that experience? And remember, you created that life form. It's half yours, half alien, half yours. So where did it come from? And how do you get rid of it? Do you listen? Back to you.
Okay. Yeah. This is such a great, rich topic, and I feel like it's there's so many layers to this, Ron. And I guess somebody else wrote in with a question, which is very interesting, kind of goes along with this topic, is, are you still living on a timeline if you die?
Yeah, that's a good one. You're living all of the experiences of your ancestors on timeline because they're connected to you through your genetics. And you could be living future timelines. We'll just say that you're dead now. Okay, let's just look at that. So maybe you're looking forward to having a birthday in, say, 3 months from now. And you say you died yesterday, okay? Well, kind of the seed out there of what you wanted to do on your birthday and who you want to be with. So now you're catapulted off into that future timeline. Because when you're living, you had energy, and they stole the energy from you when you're living and put it into the future, we'll say, in 3 months. So you're still living there, and you will be living there, okay? Can the aliens take you back to the day after you died and recreate timelines of your life or a life and use your energy that way? Of course they can. And they take the energy off of your bones or somebody's bones that died, say, 5,000 years ago that they uncovered or whatever, dug them out of the ground. Are those bones still active with the DNA in them or teeth to recreate that person on a timeline? Yes, that can be done also. So, yes, you're always on timelines. That's why you want to do timeline crashes to get off of them. Have no clue of what the timelines are doing to you, how they're affecting you. And the only way you're going to really know about a timeline is that you're going to have a situation happening here when you're living, and you go, wow, this is happening to me. So automatically you want to get rid of that timeline. I was talking to a person earlier, and the person had a problem, a lung problem, we'll say. And the doctors didn't see anything really wrong, I don't think, but the person couldn't breathe properly. Or maybe they had a shallow breath. I thought maybe it's emphysema or something or whatever. So I looked at it, and I go, well, the lungs are just coated with something. They have a coating inside on the lungs. And I said, well, what it is I'm picking up probably something like 1921. A person was on a boat, we'll say, maybe in the ocean. Something happened. The boat sunk, and there's like petroleum products, on the surface, and it had an odor or smell to it, and the person was swimming and breathed in that particular smell, which coated the lungs. And so maybe it was the same age as the person, but whatever happened, it recycled, and now they're having this condition. So I suggested that they do about 1,000 timeline crashes because of that. So that's another way of looking at that, how your past, which you may know nothing about, or may not even be, have a clue to what's going on, is going to affect you. So you normally do a timeline crash. You first have to have a situation happening to you. So if you're lucky, maybe you're one person out of the whole population on the planet here, where you don't have situations, but most people have things happening. So, as you go through life and all of a sudden something pops up today, yesterday, or, in a few days from now, you go, I really don't like what's going on here. Then do a timeline crash on it and do a lot of them if that seems to be the theme in your life, because you're bringing that timeline to you, and the timeline is going to maybe be a bad one, possibly. You know, like I said, you know, did you get $100 bills in your mailbox recently? You know, probably not. Maybe you get bills instead. So not going to be having something that's going to really be freeing to you. Not that $100 bills would be. But, you know, normally the consequences that you're dealing with that happen to you normally are typically negative. So that's what I can probably see here is what's going on. Oh, you definitely want to do timeline crashes on a situation that you now understand what's happening or what you're going through and get out of that. Back to you. And you can't do this new age thing like, and now erase this thought, you know, or whatever people say, erase, 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 or delete, delete, delete. That doesn't do anything. You're just putting out code words, words that are going to be keywords, and those keywords are going to be attached to the aliens because they're going to know that you're saying it all the time. And now you got another keyword that's going to attach yourself to them. And we have that keyword intercept on the alien free clearings too. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. I mean, sometimes trying to de-emphasize something, we only draw more attention to it. So it's, I would say the cardinal rule there is never try to do anything with mind energy if you want to create a result that is free from those dark side attachments. And that includes things like meditation and chanting and all of those things that people do to try to bring that positive energy to themselves. So along that same subject, there is a question here in the CLS questions at Yahoo. And thank you guys so much for sending in all these great questions tonight. It's great, makes the show really interesting, and hopefully clears up issues or questions you might have about the healings and about the creation lightship. So this is about the emotional clearing. And this person's asking, hi, Ron, is the emotional clearing for the deceased loved one the same as the emotional clearing for the living? What does it clear off of the dead? Thanks.
Okay, yeah, that clears the emotional body. Not the same as the whole lifetime emotional clearing. Completely different situation. So that one releases the emotional body off this planet. It goes back to the earth spirit, and it's no longer manifested. Well, that's what that one does. The emotional whole lifetime one is used to clear from when you start the clearing, going back to conception. What happens after you started the clearing, you're in time. So let's say that you started the clearing at 12 o'clock noon, and it took you 20 minutes to do your whole lifetime. Nothing was cleared from you from, say, you know, 12 o'clock, you know, going forward, like 12:01, 12:02, nothing is cleared from you at that time. It's all from 12 o'clock going back into your past. And so what most people do is they will purchase maybe after that clearing or maybe when they get it, but normally people do it afterwards. They will get the unlimited version because you're going to feel so freed up that you probably won't draw much to you for maybe a week or two, unless somebody triggers you to bring up something that was dormant, that wasn't caught by what you've experienced so far. Remember, once you're cleaned off, you're good. But your friends and family and everybody else around you, the media, you know, TV, radio, or whatever, and what you see physically, whenever you see something that could be disturbing, it's because that wasn't cleared because you weren't dealing with that issue. So you can bring up new issues that was not even brought up before because you weren't experiencing it. That's why you get the unlimited is to stay current. Typically, most people that I have talked with, they feel great after maybe a month or so, even after the clearing. because, you know, there's not much that they're really being drawn to push their buttons. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. And, I mean, it's an interesting topic because the emotional clearing is a current lifetime clearing, but there is also the option to do it for a deceased loved one. So it goes back to the original question, Ron, that we were talking about kind of at the top of the half hour here about if you are still on timelines after you pass away or you die. Very interesting.
Go ahead. If your emotional body isn't released, then you're still here with that energy. Okay? So that emotional body will tie to your spirit. And so, like I mentioned before on other shows, your emotional body may want to, let's just say that you're 99 years of age and living with your wife and you both get into a car accident, so you both die at the same time. Let's just look at that aspect. So now you're both dead. And you're hanging out, you know, in the invisible there, and you go, boy, I want to incarnate again. So your emotional bodies can come to male and female, can come to two people, we'll say that are in love, and all of a sudden, they'll hop into those bodies to create a person. Oh, they're going through the process of creating a baby, and the baby now can have its own emotional body, and these two people that died at 99 years of age can also hop into them, those emotional bodies. Now it has three emotional bodies. That's still tied to your spirit. Even though your spirit is probably going to be in the beyond or getting cleaned off, it could probably take possibly part of that spirit energy and hold it in that with them, okay? Hijack part of your spirit. That's why you want to get the clearings to get the spirit out of here. And that's why you're living all these past lives, because you still have spirit energy into it, into these life forms. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to have it. The dark side took parts of your spirit and put you into parallel lives. So that's probably another topic. But, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that almost could be a whole other show, Ron. It's a very interesting situation we're in here. but I think we should probably move on. And I wanted to also say, if anybody listening out there has questions that they maybe asked on another show that didn't get answered, if you would like to resend them to me, we can try to address them tonight. I know a lot of questions do get sent to us, and sometimes we do run out of time or we have kind of spill over into the next show. So if there is anybody out there that would like to jot down a question maybe they had that from a past show and let us know the dates and then send it to us, we'll do our best to get that answered in the second half of the show tonight. So the questions are rolling in steadily, though, so I just wanted to say thanks again to everybody for your responses. And the next question is about somebody who's moving, and they're moving to Florida and leaving their adult kids behind, and they feel like they're abandoning them, and they're feeling guilty about it. So how can they feel okay with that? So I wonder what clearing, Ron, we could do or suggest to them.
Well, you're probably dealing with energetic cordings. That's probably the main one, I would think. And then from there, going to Florida, huh? Yikes. anyway, the reason why I say yikes is because that's alien central, at least maybe the southern part of it, okay? That's where everybody in the world goes to have vacations. And since this place is full of aliens and you got the Bermuda Triangle there, you're dealing with Alien Central. So hopefully you're living in northern Florida. If not, I'd keep that alien attack page up. so you don't get, taken sideways. So as far as your children, feeling like you're leaving them, betrayal, abandonment, yeah, we have those clearings on the website. You have energetic cordings. So you got to see if they're courting you or you're courting them. Remember, when somebody cords you, you can think that you're doing something to them, and it could be them doing it to you. Because you're just getting the information, and you're worrying about it. Self-empowerment is what you may want to do for yourself, or even do it for them, so they can feel more self-empowered to live their own life without you. So that's sort of what, and maybe even do the loneliness clearing. We have quite a few that you could do after you move, but I would say what you're dealing with now is energetic cordings. So you got maybe betrayal, that's another clearing you could do. You got loneliness, that could be one. Even the self-sabotage clearing might be something that you might think you may want to do. So what else do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, I know we have an abandonment clearing, Ron, and this listener specifically said she feels like she's abandoning her children. But I'm not sure how that one would be used. Would she type in her own name and do a whole lifetime clearing that way?
Well, you'd want to do it for the person.
Would you clear off your children? I'm not sure.
Yeah, is it children or is she using children when they're 25 years of age, you know?
Right. Well, I think it's adult children. Oh, and there's also a guilt release clearing that we have, a whole lifetime guilt release clearing.
Yeah, well, if she's feeling that way, you know, maybe, it's a hard one to answer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Are the children feeling that way toward her, or is she feeling that way toward them? So you have to figure out, you know, what came first there. You know, she may just want to do the children. And then from there, you know, to do one clearing for each, you know, for each child there. And then from there, that might take away the energy. But it sounds like, you know, the underlying situation here, like I said, is energetic cordings.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the children aren't allowed to do what they want to do. Maybe, you know, the parent wants to, you know, keep reins on the children. That's a possibility. You know, I don't know without, you know, hearing more of this here. You know, everybody listening may have their own way of looking at this here. Maybe the children are codependent on the lady, or I think it's the lady, isn't it?
I believe so.
So from there, the children are codependent. So all of a sudden they feel like they got abandoned, which is pushing the energy off into the parent. And the parent now is thinking that, oh, boy, I'm doing all this wrong and, you know, the whole thing is looking at yourself. Are you going to be a slave to them now, or are you going to have your freedom? You know, are you going to be able to live your life without them? So that's kind of another way to look at it. There's always a telephone, you know, and stuff. But I would look at those clearings to do. But now, remember, if you did all those clearings, right? And you go, wow, I feel great now. And then one of your children gets into a problem or has trouble or needs to get an extra $100, and now they're thinking of you, and they think that you abandoned them because they can't come to your house for maybe that Saturday meal or whatever. And now they're going to be thinking of you. Now they will cord you, and you will be getting their thoughts. And now you're going to feel like, oh, geez, I abandoned them, because they're feeling that. And you're going to think, gee, maybe these clearings never worked for me because I did them all, and now I'm still feeling like I did before I moved. Well, people do that. That's energetic cording. So you want to get the cordings off you. Remember, people can bring stuff to you. And in a sense, the children would be like a dark side practitioner, stirring things up and connecting you to an energy source that you don't want to be connected to. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yes, it does sound like a cording issue, and I would maybe also check out those other clearings as well. And also, I just got an update from the listener, and she is moving to Tallahassee, so Panhandle area. I guess that's not southern Florida. That's probably a good thing. but, yeah, somebody on the fast chat commented that they felt guilty leaving their parents and need to do self-empowerment on themselves. So it could go either way. It depends on the situation that you are in and you are, you know, experiencing with your family members. So the next question I have is about the spirit integration. And this listener is asking, hi, if running spirit integration all the time, will this take the place of spirit integration on individual clearings I am running? Thanks.
Yes, it will, yeah. You okay. Don't really have to do it all the time. It's kind of good to, but once you get your spirit energy back in a certain location after you do a clearing, then, yeah, it's filled up. So you don't really have to continue doing it, but, yeah. If you wanted to do that on every clearing that you're doing, yeah, that's wonderful. Put the screen up and do that. So that's very, very good.
Yeah.
Remember, you have to create the void, getting rid of the dark energies that have attached to you in those little cubby holes, we'll say, where your spirit would really reside, or we can just say in every cell. And once you clean out that cell, the cellular memory, by releasing the energy, the blockages, the dark side program, then it's opened up, and then your spirit can come into that area and stay there and live over again and live with you. So that's what happens. So, yeah, it is good to do that spirit integration if you wish. If you haven't done any clearings years ago, it happens automatically too. But some people are very sensitive, and they can feel the energy coming to them. So they need to kind of be, you know, told that, and, you know, they may like to feel themselves and their eyes getting brighter and things. But it does happen automatically, but it is good to have it up if you wish to. It doesn't hurt anything. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, and that's, I feel like that spirit infusion is a great clearing to do, just kind of do it automatically after every clearing. But I guess, yeah, if you're running it all the time or if you do it a lot, you probably don't need to. I mean, it's all an individual thing. If you're listening to your body and you're feeling a bit tired or worn out after doing it, then I would say definitely do it. So somebody on the fast chat commented, the clearings I do work for me. I'm becoming stronger, and I like the fact that now I can see what the problem is and can take care of it rather than having something I can't see and messing with me.
Yeah, that's very good. Thank you for saying that. Because, yeah, all this stuff is invisible that you're dealing with. Just think, if you didn't think, you'd have no problems, and nobody else would think. You wouldn't have anything going on. You'd just be in peace, you know, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So other people's thoughts sometimes and will cause your conditions. So that's kind of the way it is, you know. And unfortunately, that's what happens.
Yes, and there's another question on the fast chat, Ron, where this listener is asking, so does declaring your spirit and body to only be on the creation lightship now timeline of light really work in relation to mind energy and affirmations not working? Now, I'm not clear on this myself. I don't say that one. I just do the mind to heart drop, or if I'm feeling like I need a 911, I go to the website and I do the be here and the now.
Yeah, that sounds good. I didn't quite get that question. It wasn't. I need a little more bullet points on it.
Yeah, I guess they're saying they're declaring for their spirit and body to, quote, only be on the creation lightship now timeline of light, and asking if that really works. They say that.
It will work, yes. It depends
okay.
on, you know, how much you're thinking, okay? So in the process of saying that or doing that, at that particular moment, in the now, you are there. You can't say you're going to be there in a second after that. Thoughts could pull you off of that timeline or into a timeline. So hopefully that makes sense to you. So when you do it, you're there. How long can you hold that energy? How long can maybe you not think, which will put you on the timeline, okay? So, you know, are you using, in a sense, your heart to think with by being in the moment, or are you using your head, mind energy from the alien, collective consciousness to think with? Two different energies. Using collective consciousness, then you're already putting yourself onto timeline.
Right, and it doesn't matter what you say, you're still going to be on the timeline.
You're going to be, yeah, you're still going to be on the alien timelines, if you think.
Mm-hmm.
The being in the now will not take you off of those timelines that you chose to go on to by thinking. Remember, this is your choice. So when you think and you dream and you bring forth energies, and the aliens see that because they can get mileage off of your energy, and they put you onto a timeline. You're in the now, you're still on those timelines. But when you're in the now, those timelines have a very hard time, we'll say, using the word time again, to connect to you to run your life. But you're still on them.
Ron, this is such an interesting show. I feel like it all relates back to timelines and time and time zones.
Yeah, that's the whole, yeah, that's what you're involved with. Cording is, energetic cording is produced by something from the past connecting to you. No, everything works in the past. Remember, in the now, there's no such thing as cording. But when you get energetically corded, now you're put onto a timeline with that person, with that event. Like I was kind of like suggesting, maybe, you know, with the lady, maybe one of the her you know, sons or daughters or whatever wanted $50, right? Well, they're on the lack of $50 timeline. Now they're thinking of her to get $50, you know, but she's not there. So right away, she's on the $50 lack timeline. And maybe she might even lose $50. Because they're interfering with her life because they're courting her with that timeline, with their situations and traumas, okay? So I'm not picking on the lady. You know, I hope I don't sound that way. I'm just using that as an example. And that's why you want to be always in the now and not have other people control you, because in a sense, they're going to put you back into slavery. You're going to be put back into slavery on timeline. Basically, timelines are. You're a slave to the aliens because you're choosing to go there because you're not in the now. You have two choices, to be in the darkness, in mind energy, on timelines, or you choose to be in the now. That's your two choices. That's all that you have here. Two choices. Where do you choose to be?
That's a great question, Ron. So it really is your choice. And unfortunately, a lot of what goes on here takes away our free will, free choice. And it's really through doing the clearings that we can start to regain that. So I know we're coming close to the last couple minutes of the show, and I still have a lot of questions. And two of them, actually, I'm going to kind of combine them. Someone on the fast chat was saying that they felt like they had a psychic attack the other night, and a being came to them after a dream in a state not like the dream state. And then I have another question, very similar, and it comes from a listener who did all four clearings, past lifetime cloned planets, past lifetime cloned Earths, and current lifetime cloned planet, current lifetime cloned Earths, but they say they're still dreaming. And should they run the clearings more, or is there another clearing to get? So they're a little different, but I feel like they both have to do with dreams and psychic attacks.
That's a very good question. I know when we put up those the parallel clearings like that for cloned Earth, cloned planets, a lot of people who did those, their dreams like vanished. Now, you know, like this lady's saying, it may not be as effective or something. I don't know what to say on the dream state. Some people do that, and I have people today who say they don't even dream. I haven't dreamed for 5 years. So I really don't have a clear answer for that. Maybe somebody could type something in they found seemed to work. You command your spirit to stay in your body, but what happens is that darkness creates another hologram and basically says, hey, you're over here now. And you go, uh-oh, this person's sleeping. Oh, I'm over there now? Okay. And the spirit jumps out of your body and goes to that life form. That's created on another timeline. So I don't know how to keep people in their bodies when they're sleeping. The clearings do work, but I can't guarantee it'll do it all the time. Somebody has found a clearing that seems to work for that. I just don't know what to say on that one. I wish nobody would dream. That way you'd be in your body protecting it. Remember, when you're out of your body, it's unprotected. So, you know, forget about the dreaming. Out of your body, you're open to psychic attacks. You're open to entities coming in, ones that are here living. People, physical, human life forms can come into you from the past, from the emotional body. They look like those people. And then also you can have aliens come into your body. So that's why you don't want your spirit to leave you. Why you don't want to astral project leaving your body here. If you could take your physical body with and fly like a bird, that'd be great. But we don't do that. People just go into astral projections and they think their body's protected.
Right.
So, you know?
It sounds like that's kind of what happened in both cases, Ron. It's like similar, but it seems like for some reason their spirit isn't staying in their bodies.
Now if you do have to look at something, let's just say that you want to go view something, okay? What you could do, instead of leaving your body to go look at it, kind of maybe and create like an eyeball, you know, with a fiber optic cord on it, right? That you can reel back in and send a little eyeball out and look, you know, and you're still here. Well, that you could possibly do, you know. Just, you know, not that it's going to work all the time, but it's better to do that if you're going to do anything at all, do something, than it would be to leave your body to go look at it. Oh, we'll see if that eyeball thing works for people. Find out maybe on the next show, or we could do it on this show next week. Oh, we got a minute more. We got one more question. We could probably go a couple minutes here.
Yeah, we do. We have several questions. And, gosh, yeah, the dream state, that's a tough one because it really, I know other listeners have said to us that they will wake up and timeline crash all their dreams from the night before. So they'll just put in the date and they'll put all the dreams I had 9/22/2014, and then they'll do a bunch of timeline crashes on that. So I know that has been suggested on past archives. I don't know if that would help that situation, if it's that much of a thing that you have to stay on top of. It can kind of be time-consuming, but that might be the only way to really get rid of them is to just keep timeline crashing. Not sure. If anybody else has any suggestions, please type them into the fast chat. It would be very helpful if you've dealt with this situation or you've tried something and it worked or didn't work. Let us know. Okay. So the next email is kind of an FYI on barcodes. And I thought I would read it, Ron, because it's helpful for new listeners. And since we were talking about barcodes earlier in the show, there are 12 barcodes total. There are two free that you can do on the Creation Lightship homepage And then the two free barcodes are the 2,000-year barcode removal, 2,000 Year of Darkness, and the alien tracking barcode. And you can find those under free sample healings on the Creation Lightship homepage on the left side under the healing login. So those are the two free barcode removals. And then the next 10 are available for purchase, and they're Abduction Barcode, Ascension 2012 Barcode, Alien Blood Barcode, Death Barcode, and this has three parts, physical and emotional and stress, the Mind Matrix Barcode, the Natal Barcode, Spirit Barcode, Earth Barcode, Mental Barcode, and Reoccurring Events, Problematic Situations. And all of these are barcode removals.
I think we got a blood barcode, too, alien blood barcode.
I think we do, actually. Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, alien blood barcode. They did say that. I must just not have mentioned it or accidentally skipped over it. Yeah, Abduction, Ascension, Alien Blood, Death Barcode, Mind Matrix, Natal, Spirit, Earth, Mental, and Reoccurring Events. So this person writes, hope this helps newbies. Very helpful clearings. Thanks.
Okay, so I guess it's about that time on our timeline here. Oh, here we go. So let's do the Mind to Heart drop, everybody. And yeah, if you find a show that you listen to, even this one here, but maybe one on the archives, and you heard us talk about something, and you just quite didn't understand it, or you have a question, please just reference that show for the other listeners and bring in your question that's referenced from that show so people can go back and hear the whole show, and then we can also address your question maybe a little differently. So here we go. Let's do the Mind to Heart drop. So we're commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. So here we go, dropping down. So I'll count backwards from 10 to 1. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. I'll do it a few more times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. That feels very good. Okay, everybody. So we'll catch you later. And blessings. Thank you, Elizabeth. We'll see you later, everybody.